Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Meseches Chulin Daf Samich Ches, Perek Behema Mikashin. Let us be magdim that the Iker Inyan of this Perek is Isaac in the dinim of a Ubar B'mei Behema Shchuta, a fetus in the stomach of a mother that's geshachtin. And the chiddush is that the Torah was matira ubar ayde shchita sa'em without its own shchita. It's mevur like this in the Gemara on Daf Samech Tes that's learned from the pasuk v'chol behema mafreses parsa v'sheisas shesa ba behema oisa techelu. The extra behema teaches us that even a behema which is found inside of another behema can have a heter achila. Meikar adin, there's no nafkamina if the behema, the ubar that's found in the mother's stomach is alive or it's dead or it's kol lichadosha liburoi or not kol lichadosha. If the nishachta aim, if there's a shchita, a proper shchita on the mother, the ubar is completely mutter. It's muteris legamri. We have to know that this is all according to the shitas hachachamim brought in the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Dal later on in the Perek. And that's the halacha. That there's a heter called ben pakua of an ubar bimei mehema shchuta. But a mayor holds that a ubar that's kol lechadoshav and it was nimtza chai bimei imai is not nitar b'shchita sa'im and it requires its own shchita. Now, of course, all this is only if the mother had a proper shchita. If the mother died without a shchita ksheira, so then the ubar is nidain la'atzmai. If the ubar is mace, it has a din like a nevela, like all nevela, which is also ba'achila and is metame. If the ubar is chai, then it requires its own shchita. But in the case where the mother had a proper shchita, there's a heter on the ubar. This heter and this phenomenon is called in Chazal ben pakua. That refers to the behema that's found alive in the mother after the shchita. And the reason why it's called a ben pakua, because pakua means kriya ripped. But derech klal, you have to cut open and rip the belly of the mother to be mitzi the vlad. But the truth is that that's not halachic. It doesn't have any halachic standing. And the din is the same, even if it was yaitze derech haneilodim. It doesn't have to be that it was ripped out. It's important also to know that in Torah, a ben pakua remains mutter le'olam. It means even if the ubar that was found in the mei imay shchuta lived and went around and gadol kama shanim, and for many years it wasn't geshachted, it wasn't killed, you could eat it without any shchita whatsoever. And the heter of the ben pakua is really over to the descendants of this animal. It's save kolodiris. If both the av and the aim were both of bnei pakua, then the vlad that's born from that union also has the heter of ben pakua. But the chazal were choishish from maris ayin. The people will say that behemu is muteris b'lei shchita, and therefore the chazal were geyser that if the ubar was amar al raglav pam achas and holach agabe karkin, it started to walk, that it's usher to eat without a shchita ksher. This is according to Tanakam and Afayin Dalid. Reb Shim ben Shizuri argues in his matir. La'alach v'paskin v'shulchan aruch n'yeridea simen yud gimel sif beis, that if the ubar was amar al raglav, it's tog shchita. So halacha lemaisa, there's no heter to eat a ben pakua without a shchita unless it was right as soon as the shechta, the mother, before it was mafres al gabe karka, before it got up and it started to walk, you found the ubar. Except there are mikrim yotzim naklal that were matir. For example, there's a mice that's brought to Shem Shrira going, there was mitzava to be memis a ben pakua by cutting its neck between the horns and Timachlit Basimchas Nisuin. And the Zerua explained what happened. How can you imatim ben pakua? The Chazal were geyser that you can't, there's no heter to eat a ben pakua without a shchita unless it was some of shchita simle before it was hifres agave karka. So the Zerua explains because the sudas chupa is a dover sheinim motzi. It's not so common. And it was the dover's misparsim and it becomes public knowledge that the heter was as ben pakua. And merely can be simich in such a case on the dine doi raisa. Another very important nekuda is to know that if in a case where ben pakua is muteres b'lei shchita, that's as far as the heter ben pakua is, but to eat it chai, you can't eat it when it's alive. And here we find it very machlokes rishonim. The Shita of Rabbi Yishaya is a famous Shita that's brought down the Shita Kabetzes in Baba Kama Daf Mem Aleph from an Aleph, is that the Ben Pakua requires Nechira. Nechira means cutting the Simonim and killing the animals. Not Kehilcha Shchita, doesn't require Din Shchita, it had a Heter Shchita of the aim. That's the Heter of Ben Pakua, but you can't eat it when it's alive. And also you can't eat it if it was meis me'elav. If it was meis me'elav or it was niskal or it had skila, it's also b'achila. So the only thing that you gained, the only heter that we're gaining practically could have been pakua, again, only in a case where it wasn't hifres agabe karaka, where there is no gzer drabanon, is only that you don't need a shchita kedin. The Rav Rishayim achelkim, and how you do need a shchita kedin, but the achrayim say that it's still also to eat it, you can't eat it when it's alive. Just like you're not allowed to eat a behemoth that was nishchata, as long as it's in farcheses, as before like that, yardea, simduch of zayin, sif aleph, you can't eat a ben pakua when it's alive. You have to wait, you have to make sure that it's not alive. There's no heter to eat it when it's mechayim. The Minchas Chinuch says the time is because of leseichu al hadam. Minchas Chinuch said, reish v'mechess, hey, that is isu leseichu al dam, you're not allowed to eat koyim shetetze nafshay. Bischetshuah brings the of this mahalach. I'll say different mahalachim of why you can't eat it when it's chai. So what's yaitzim we call hanal is that it's only mutter to eat a ben paku without shchita with the two conditions. Number one, it has to be immediately after you took it out of the mother's stomach. Koidim shifres agame karaka. Otherwise, it's isidrabanon. And also that when it's not chai, it can't be alive. But lamaisa, there are very many nafkaminas in the heter ben pakua when there's alidei shchita se'im. First of all, there's no issa nevel on the uber, even if it be a mace. That's first of all, there's no issa because heter shchita. Shchita is always matir issa nevela. There's also no, if it's yotza chai, even if it's, there's no issa even a chai, because in a heter shchita, they are aim. Also, the uber is muteres, even if it's a trefa. Like halachi pas like that, the shchita is muteres. Also, we'll see later in the sugis and the samach tesim that the chelav and the gid hanosha of the uber is muteres. And also, we'll see that the uber doesn't have tumas nevelas because shchitas imu has mitaroset. Fair shemishal leinim nafayin beis. Even though the biskrov and becheres navav is medayif in the Rambam that ben pakua that was hifres agabe karka that requires shchitas rabbanon kumi has din tumas nevelas rabbanon. But others argue. Now, in the etzem lovedness of the heter of Ben Paku, we find a big tumul in the achrenim. The asim deraisin, klal yudalid, and the remeshim simin dalid, a choiker in the gedder of the heter of Ben Paku, is the pshat that the shchita sa'im is misyaches also to the ubar. So that means that when you shech the mother, it's kiel, there's a shchita in the uber also. And that's the heter of Ben Pakua, midoy raisa, that's niter b'shchita seim, it doesn't require its own shchita, it's mutter to eat it, even though it didn't have its own shchita. Or, is the pshat that it's a din, it's a gzeres hakosiv, that whatever is found in a behema is potter from shchita, and it's muteres. That means it doesn't require a shchita at all. Not that the shchita seim is considered like there was a shchita on the vlad. A behema that's found, like we said, it was from the Xeris HaKos of a behema, whatever is found in a behema is muteres. Now there's a raya from the fact that even an uber mace or a chaticha of an uber is nitim shchit se'im, l'cher is not trying to say that there's a shchit on an uber mace. It's not trying to say there's a shchit on a chaticha's uber. So it must be, it sounds like that it's a din Xeris HaKos of, that the Xeris HaKos of the Torah is matir on uber b'mei imay. And even though the shchita se'im is not considered like a shchita on the vlad, agam, you can be doichik, you can say that maybe that it's considered like a chelik minoim, and maybe the shchita se'im is mahani le vlad, even if to the uber, even though the uber is meis. There's raya is also fakert. There's raya is that it must be considered as if there was a shchita in the uber. Because if there would be considered like there's a shchita in the uber, I mean, it's both ways we can go. There should be a chesaron of oisiv es benoi. And we don't find that there's a chesaron of oisiv es benoi in ben pakua. Even though it could be deich also, maybe there's only one shchita, it's not considered like, the kon of the vesh of the uber, actually nishchita. We'll see about this more later. Well, kaponim, the ikr hakira is, are we dana shchita in the uber, or we just say that it's mutim exeris akosiv? Let us begin the Mishnah. The Mishnah is behemah makasha leilin voitz uber es yodai. And the Gemara right away speaks, the halacha is that it's mutter ba'achila. Vayitzi ubes yodei v'echzirei mutter ba'achila. The Gemara declares, and the Gemara brings from Rav, that even though it's mutter ba'achila, but it's ever atzma is osir. The ever itself is Osir. The reason why the Eiver itself is Osir, the Eiver that went out of the mother's stomach, because the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Vosir Basar the Treif Lei Seichelu. Kivin Shiyotza Basar Chutz Mechitzasai is Nesar. The Gemara's Shaila, which is again Samachesam and Alv Shem Rav, and the Gemara brings Samachesam and Beis, Rabbi Yechanan argues, is whether the Eiver is Muteres Lach Chazora or not. In other words, do we say that the Eiver is Muter Lach Chazora, and that it says in the Mishnah of Vechzirei Muter Bachila is referring to the Eiver that was Yaitse? That's how Rabbi Yechanan explains it on Samachesam and Beis and Alv Beis. Or is the Eiver Nesa Loilam Rav learns that the Eiver is always Osir, even Lach Chazara, even if it after it goes back into the mother's stomach, and the Mishnah says that it's Muteris referring to the Ubar that was Nisha Bifnim, but not the Eiver itself. So it comes out that according to everybody, the Eiver that's Yoitze before Chazara is Nesar. And the Gemara brings the Pasuk, the Basim Basar, the Treif, Olei Seichelu. In this also week, Nachreinim Claire is the reason that it's Osir, the Eiver that's Yoitze, because it's not in the Behema. That means the whole Siba Seheter of Ben Pakua is learned from the Pasuk of Behema, like we've mentioned before. And like we see later in Rashi, by the Machmir Chatach, we'll see that it's not Nitter, Kosman, there's no Chazara, because it's not in Behema. So whatever, it was Neschadish in the Pasuk of Behema that was ever inside of Behema, Mishas, the Shechita Sa'im, that comes Mutra, right there, the Shechita Sa'im. So the Eiver that was Yoitze, not in the Behema, is Osir, because it doesn't have a Heter, it's Shechita Sa'im, it's not inside the mother. The Fiza, the Pasuk of Basa Basa, the Trefel Sechelu, is coming to teach us really that Isser Lach Chazara, because before Chazara, as soon as when the Eiver is outside, the reason why it's not Mutter is because it's not Bebehema. If it's not Bebehema, it can't be Nitter, Meshchita, Soem. It doesn't have that Heter Shchita. But not that there's a new Isser of Yoitze. Well, maybe the Pshat is that the Isser of an Eiver that's Yoitze is because of a Psul Yoitze, Chutz Mechitzase. It's an Isser Chodosh, a new Isser of Treifa, which is learned from the Pasuk of Basa Basa de Treifa. Kivin Shiyasa Basa Chutz Mechitzase Netzar, which it means it's teaching us that the Emes de Shchita so aim could be Avada helps even for the Uber, and even for the Eiver HaYoitze, because the Eiver HaYoitze is a Chelik of the Uber. So just like the Uber has a Heter, the Shchita so aim, the Eiver HaYoitze also would have a Heter with the Shechita Sa'im. We'll see what's the Geir. But since it was Yotza Chutz Mechitza Asoi, it's Chalan in a new Isser of Mitzad HaPasik of Basa Basa the Treifa. And the comparison is just like we find by Kachim, by Korbanis, that's Yotza Chutz Lechemetz HaZara. It becomes Nesar, this Isser of Yoitze. So too, an Eiver that was Yoitze Chutz Mechitza Asoi, out of the mother's stomach, is Nesar, a new Chalais Isser of Yoitze, new Chalois Isser of Treifa. And when the Gemara says that even Kainim Chazara, the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Basma Sada Treifa, it's not just for the Eiver La'acha Chazara. But even according to Bechir, even for the Eiver before Chazara, we have to come on to the Isser of Basma Sada Treifa Lois Echelu. Now, there's two very important nafkaminas how we understand this. One is in the way to understand the Sugya, Pirsha Sugya, and one is Lahalocha. The nafkamina Lahalocha is that if you say that an Eiver Yoitze is not nitter the shechita sa'im at all, so then l'chayr, what's the isser of the Eiver HaYoitze? It should be Eiver Menachai, to be also even l'mnei noyach, because it doesn't have a heter shechita at all. An Eiver that's chai, that's Menachai, that doesn't have a heter shechita, is also Eiver Menachai, it's also even l'mnei noyach. Mashenkin, if you say that be'etzim, even the Eiver HaYoitze became mutter, where it's mutter, becomes nitter, with the shechita sa'im. It's just that it was a schadish, a new isser yoitze, in the pasuk of basa basa the treifa. So then the isser is within treifa. That means a new type of treifa, turns machadish, a treifa, not only if an animal that can't live as a treifa, certain, like we learned in parakeh treifas, but even if it's yoitze, mechitzase, it's also as a din of a treifa. But then it will be mutter, l'bnei noyach, because there's no isser even a chai, because it had a heter shechita. It's only a nai isser treifa. This nai isser treifa is not also l'bnei noyach. That's enough gemina la'alocha. The nafkamina in the Pirush HaSugi is in Rabbi Yechanan Amid Beis. Rabbi Yechanan holds that the din of the Mishnah, that's Mutter Bachila, is going on the Eiver. That was Yoitze Lach Chazar. That means he holds that the Eiver HaYoitze is only Osir Koidim Chazar. So Lafi, the first time that we said that Isser is because it wasn't inside the Behema, so that it's not learnt after the Pasuk Basma Sada Treifa. It's just not nital de shchitza ein. So that means according to Rabbi Yechonon, you're not darshin, you don't need to darshin the pasuk of vasa vasa the treifel they say chelu to tell us an iser on the eivor hayoytze. Because since Rabbi Yechonon holds the iser of eivor hayoytze is only kolzman it's bechutz, and we said the iser is because of the fact that it's not behemoth, it's not nital b'shchita sa'eim, so you don't need to come on to the pasuk of vasa vasa the treifel to aser it. So the Ram Taka learns like that. We'll see later in the Shir that the Ram learns on the base according to Rabbi Yechonon that the pasuk of Moshe Basadam Treifel Say Chelu is only referring to Chatas, only by Chatas, but not to Tans Allah by Chatas Yotze Chutz Mechitzase, but not for Evra Yotze. The truth is, you could learn Fakert. You could learn that according to Rabbi Yechonon, the pasuk is teaching us that whatever Yotze Mechitzase is not Nitta Mechitz Naim. But it's not coming to tell us a new iser of treifa. So it means really the pasuk of son of treifa is both for kachim v'yotzei chutz mechitzason, and also for an iser of the uba that was meitzias yaday. But then two different iserim: the iser of kachim that was yotzei lachutz would be an iser treifa, nay iser treifa, and the iser of the eva that's yotzei will be midin eva nachai, not midin treifa. It's a nay iser. It could be that Rabbi Yechonon learns that the pasuk is megala that to us of pasuk of son of treifa. But according to the second side that we explained earlier, that even what's yaitza chutz l'chitzasay of the ubar, of the mother's stomach, is also as the pasuk basa basa the treifa, so then Rabbi Yechonon is kipshuter. Rabbi Yechonon holds that the drasha of basa basa the treifa is for evra yaitze before chazor. So that's nafkamina in how to understand Rabbi Yechonon. If Rabbi Yechonon is saying that it's evra yaitze is usr, before Chazara, mitzad the pasuk of Basa Basa the treifel is a chelu, or according to Rabbi Yechonon, possibly, at least the iser has nothing to do with Basa Basa the treifel is a chelu, just that if it was not in the mother's stomach at the time of the shechita sa'im, then it doesn't have the heter of Baba Ema, so there's no heter shechita on the Ever ha'yoitze, but not because of a nayer chiddush dike iser treifel that's learned from the pasuk of Basa Basa the treifel. Lamaisa, we find a machlekes rishonim how to understand in this hakira. From Rashi and Seifa Amud, end of the Amud, by the Isra of Makim HaChatach, it's mevur that the Evra Yotze is not Nita Meshchitas Imoy. Rashi says that the reason why the Makim HaChatach, and we'll explain this a little better later on in the Shir, why the, when you cut off the Evra, if you were not Magzah the Evra, that place would be Osir, that Makim HaChatach would be Osir, is because it's not called Bebehema Bebehema. The man does not have a Heter Mitzah the Shchitas Aim. It's mevur in Rashi that any part of the Ubar, that was out of the mother's stomach, and Eivor HaYotze does not have a heter of the Shechita Sahim. So then, and that's the Isser. So it means you don't need the pasuk of a Basa Basada Treifa to mechadish to us a new Isser Chodesh of Treifa. It's also Mikoyach Isser Eivor Menachai, like we explained in the first tzad. It doesn't have a heter Shechita of the Aim. If it doesn't have a heter Shechita of the Aim, it's also like every single Eivor Habo Minachai without a heter Shechita. It's also Eivor Menachai. It's not the Behema, the whole heter of Shechita Sa'eim and a Ben Paku is only when it's been Behema. A Eivor HaYotze is not the Behema. Now we could really be Meir and Rashi have to understand that just by warning it, that when you get to it later, that's a later is Mavur, that according to Rabbanan, Ein Shechita Oisa Nipul. And that means that the Eivor is not Metame Mishum Eivor Menachai, or Mishum Nevelim. Which Mavur later, that means that the Shechita Sa'eim to some extent is effective on the Eivor HaYotze. At least to take off the Isser Tumas Nevela. So you can't say that the Shechita's aim has nothing to do with Eivor HaYotze. So you have to be mechalek between Isser Achila Mitzayit Eivor Nachai and of course Tumas Eivor Nachai. Possibly that Legabe being matir, the Tumas Nevelas of this Eivor, the Shechita's aim to Zoif. The Shechita's aim is Mahani. The Shechita's aim affects the Eivor HaYotze. That we consider the Eivor HaYotze to have had a shchitas ha'aim, as far as taking off the isur nevela. It doesn't have tumas nevela. That, it does work. But not legabe heter achila. And since it doesn't work legabe heter achila, it'll be also mitzad evra menachai. This we have to speak about and come back to. But it's before in the Rashi like this, clearly in later, and we'll see later in the Samach Tes, that in the Evra Yotze, there's the isur evra menachai mamish. The shchita is not chal klapi the Evra Yotze, it's only chal klapi what's bifnim, and to be matter all the isurim, but not on the Evra HaYotze. So, al kapanim we have, clearly, according to Rashi and the Rajbal Chayra, we have one way to explain the isur of Evra HaYotze out of the mother's stomach, and the isur is because it does not have the heter shechita of the aim. We don't have to really say that there's a nayer iser chodesh abos basad the treif leisei chelu. That's megala that the shechita is not matter the evra yoytze, but the evra yoytze is also as evra menachai mamish. But from the Rambam, it's mevor like the other tzad. In the Rambam in Hilchos Machos Asuris Perikei Alochir Aleph, the Rambam says, "Kol Eiver of a Ubar that was Yotza and Yochotcha Kodim Shchita and is Bachutz, it's an Eiver Minachai Veloikin Alof. And if it's Nechtach Shchita, if you eat it, you don't get Malkus. And the Rambam over there is Masing, and the Rambam says you should have to get Malkus as Bosa Besode Treifa. But you see that the Rambam holds that the Eiver that was Yotze and Yochotcha Kodim Shchita, then it's Bachutz. That's Eiver Minachai Veloikin Alof." But if it was nechtach achas shchita, then you don't get malchus as eiv minachai. It's clear in the Rambam. And the Raiv is masik, should we get malchus for a different reason? But akalponim, both according to the Rambam and according to the Raiv, there is no malchus on the eiver hayotze, after shchita sa'im, mishum eiv minachai. So what is the pshat in that? Why is not eiv minachai? There must be that the shchita sa'im is mesiaches also for the eiver hayotze. That means the shchita of the aim is considered shchita l'gabi the ubor and even l'gabi the evra yoytze. So why is the evra yoytze osir? It must be that it's osir v'koyach ha-isr chodesh, a new isr of treifu, like kachim shiotzu chutz mechitz osam. And then like we said before, that isr would only be l'yisrael, not to b'nei noyach. But that means we see clearly in the Rambam that the isr of the evra ha-yoytze is a new Isser which is learned from the Pasi Basa Basada Trefa, and it's not the Algemene Isser of Eivra Nachai, because it does have, a karch, a heter shchita from the aim that affects the Eivra Yotze. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs in Kuf Pei Aleph says Lehedyas is clearly that the Eivra Yotze, you get Malkus if you eat it, Mishum Basa Basada Trefa. And the Bira Dvarim in the Rambam is that even on the Evra Yoytze, the Shechita Se'eim is Mahani. Because he's saying, it's a Shechita on the whole Uber, and it's a Chelek of the Uber. And the Fizeh, like we explained before, even according to Rav Yechanan, that holds that the Evra Yoytze is only Aser Kainim Chazara, before you take back in, and it goes back in, it will become Mutter, not like Rav. So, but he also holds that the Isra of the Evra Yotze would be mitzad the pasuk of Basa Basada Trefa Leisei Chelu, because according to Rambam, the whole Isra of the Evra Yotze is only the this Isra Chodesh of Trefa, which is learned out of the pasuk of Basa Basada Trefa, but not as the fact that it's missing, it's chaser, a heter shchita of the aim. It says clearly there's no Isra of Menachat. Nemes, it's mashmal like this on Tosfos Amud Beis. The Maschal HaKoel, that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you dash in the pasuk of Basa Basada Trefa. And on the Vrayim, both according to Taisus, the way we're explaining it, and according to Rambam, the Raivid, we don't have to mechav to Nisra Achil Nisra Tumah. We could say simply that the Shechita Sa'im is considered a Shechita Legabi, the entire Ubar, even the Eiver Hayotze, and it's Mafkiyah, the Tumas Nevelitz, it's also Mafkiyah the Seif Menachai, it's Mafkiyah to all the Yisurim. But there's an Isra Chodesh, a Naya Isra of Treifa, which is which is learned out from the pasuk of Vasa Vasada Treifa. Even though in Tyson could be it's not mukhi to say like this, could be according to Tyson, the pasuk of Vasa Vasada Treifa is mechadish, the Eivra Yotze is not nitim shchit zayim, meli Eivra al tzayim v'nachai, but in the Rambam and the Raivin, it's mukhi to say that the Isra of the Eivra Yotze is als anayah din treifa, which is learned down from the pasuk of basa basada treifa, loisei chelu. And according to them, we'll have to see later what exactly is the gedder of the isra of the mokim machatach. Now, this is all we spoke about the ever hayoitze before chazara. Before chazara, we said clearly everybody holds its osir. It's not the machleik, it's Rav Nav Yechanan. But we still declared what the gedder of that iser is. Is the gedder of that iser because it's chaser in the shechita sa'im? When we say Rashi is mashma like that, and the Rajma, that the iser is because it doesn't have a heter shechita, maybe a blib like an iser eiv menachai. Or, according to the Rambam and the Ravid, the gedder of that iser is a nayer iser that's learned out from the pasuk of Basa Basada Treifa, a mechudish tikkun din treifa in the fact that it was yoytze chutz mechitzasa. Now let's talk about the ged of the iser of the aver that was yoytze after chazara. That's all koydim chazara. La chazara before shchita sa'im, it's aser only as the pasuk of Basa Basada Treifa, because it's back inside the mother's stomach. It's the behemoth. But what Shah is what the gather iser is. This Shah was only in court, now only clearing according to Rav, not according to Rav Yechon. Is matzah la'chazorah. But according to Rav, then asas la'chazorah is the pshat that since it left, it was yotzah chutzim chitzosoy. So now it cannot get any more a heter ayde shchita se'em, even though it was chazul l'seichet, it went back inside. So, and it was nishchat ta'eim, but the aver is not any more nichlal in the heta shchita the aim. Somehow something happens to it. That once it was yaitzei, it's chalun in a din, that it's aser, it cannot become mutter anymore, b'shchita se'eim. Or maybe the pshat is no, avade could become mutter now, b'shchita se'eim. It's b'behema, it's inside the mother's stomach. But the iser chodash of yaitzei, once it was yaitzei, pamach, chutzum chitzosei, it always retains that psul yaitzei. Mamish like abe kachim. Kachim, we find the same musig. The kachim that were yaitzei chutz lazara have a psul, this chalap psul yaitzei on the basar that was yaitzei chutz lazara, and that psul remains forever. You take it back into lazara, it's not going to become mutter now. The psul yaitzei is not poka. So it could be the naya chidishtik of psul yaitzei that was chal on this aver. That was yoytzei out of the mother's stomach remains, even though it goes back into the mother's stomach. And then we just make the cheshbon according to the Rishayim, according to Rashi, that we said before, that when an aver is yoytzei, the iser is aver menachai. It doesn't have a heter, the shechita se'eim, because it wasn't in the mother's stomach at the time of the shechita. L'chaira, according to Rashi, maybe that iser of aver menachai, that because it doesn't have a heter, shechita se'eim, is even l'achai chazara. Maybe not. Maybe you'll say that that's dafin kainim chazor yevis meivin achai. But afterwards, then you have to come on to nai iser of yoytzei. Then klerish according to Rashi. Mais according to Tosis, could be that's good with the chiddush of the pasuk b'asam son of treifa that after the eiv was yoytzei can't have a heter shchitzeim and even not chazor. Maybe it's iser chadash. Even according to Rambam, we klerish the shaila. According to Rambam, we said the iser of the eiv yoytzei is a nayer iser from the pasuk nayer iser that's not down from the pasuk b'asam son of treifa. It's a treifa chadash, nayer iser of treifa. But could be that iser is also because it doesn't have a heter shchita, missing a shchita. Even though the shchita helps, we said even according to the Rambam, you have to say the shchita helps to mitar the eiv of midday tumas neveles. It just doesn't take off the iser. But could be it's also according to Rambam agrees that it's not nitil the gamri b'shchita se'eim. It's like a little bit geshochten. Maybe it means that it's always remains iser chodesh. I mean, now it's back into the mother's stomach. So what according to the Rambam, maybe if it's back inside, maybe it could have a heter on the shchita se'eim. It's not completely. So it's not clear from the Rishayim. It's not muchach what the din would be with this, what's the gedera iser of the eved that was yoytze chutz m'chitzasay la'ach chazor. Truth is that there are rayas both ways, because the Gemara later in the Samech test, the Gemara declares if you're allowed to eat the cholav of Ben Pakua when one of the Avarim were yaitzei chutz lechutz, is it stam like a dema to isa the cholav of regular behema? There's no isa even a chayin regular cholav of a behema and should be mutter. Or maybe over here that's different because there's less late the Gemara says less late to kantal isur b'shchita. I mean, you can't have a heter shchita on it. And the Rishayna Mass, the Raj Mass over there, that the Cholov is Nimshach from all the Evarim. So then there's a Cholov Treifa, because that Evar is Nesim Kech the Pasi and Basim Sada Treifa. So then the Cholov, which comes from all the Evarim, should become Aser, because part of it at least comes from that Evar, which was Yoytze, which has on it Iser of Treif, Tarfus. On that, the Raj Mass says that maybe that Evar doesn't have Iser Machmas Atzma like a Treifa, but just Machmas the fact that it can't have a Heter Shchita. Which is mash from the Rambam that is coming, from the Rashbam, sorry, that is coming to say that the Isser of this Aver is because of Chisor and Shechita, and not because of Isser Chodesh of Treifa. This is when it's back inside. And therefore, maybe we're different than a regular of a Cholov of Treifa. It's not Muchach, but it's there's a Mashmois at that in the Rashbam. Also, there's a Rai from really Tosin the Rashbam, the Ram, they all ask in Rashi later in the Ayin Heim and Beis, and the Rasharshi is din, which before over there in Taisvis, that if we shayach a shchita on the Evra Yoytzei, then it would be paka the Isser of Yoytzei. Which is mash for the Yisrael Isser is al chisaron shchita, because if it would be a naya Isser trefo, then it won't help the shchita. If the Isser is because of the chisaron shchita, so then could be, if it's possible to have a shchita, and the shchita is stelzutu where to be matirit. Also, there's another raya from the Gemara in Samech Test, but Evra Yoitz, it says, there's no takana b'shchita su'uber ti matirin. Why? Because there's simanim ready shchutim, because since we say that there's a heter without shchita, so it doesn't have an opportunity to become mutai de shchita, which is mashma that if somehow you could be considered that there's a shchita in the Evra Yoitz, then the isser would leave, that you could take off the isser. So that means that the aside of the isser of the Ever is because it's chaser, it doesn't missing the shchita sa'im. So, and if we be shaykh to shtel to a shchita and shaykh to a mutter, male if you be shaykh to shaykh to uber, then the Ever will somehow become mutter with a shchita. So the raya is back and forth whether or not somehow the isser is only be tzad chisar and shchita, and if it would be possible to shtel to a shchita, then it would be mutter. Now there's a raya if I care to also, because the Gemara says, there's a tais in makis and avyid chesam and aleph. From there, it's mavur that the isser of the Eivor HaYotze is a completely new isser, as Yotze Chutzim Chitzase. It's nothing to do with Chisar and Shechita Sa'im. Because the Tais over there says that you get Malkus on Basar that was Yotze Chutzim Chitzazara, and includes in that also a Basar that's Perish from Achai, and also an Uber that's Meitzi Yodei Chutz Le'imai, all those, the reason why you get Malkus is from the Pasuk of Basar Basar Treifle Seichelu. So he says it's not a lav shebechlolas because Hashem Yotze is the same, even though it's in many different circumstances, but they all have that same Shem Isser of Yotze, which is, so that's clear that the Yisayit or Isser is not alone, that it's chutz mechitzasay. It's an Isser mechudash of Yotze. Otherwise, if for sure we consider lav shebechlolas because it's not a chesaron shechita. So it's mevurim taisvis that the Isser of the Eivor HaYotze is only because of the fact that it's chalan and the Isser Yotze, psul Yotze. And the Basav HaSadah Bachev Lai Sechelu is Xeris HaKosev, and not because it's chesaron shechita bechlal at all. Also, another raya to this is in the Gemara later to taisvis in Nasamach Tesav and Aleph that says a ben pakua that was Meitzi Yodai that was ba on another ben pakua. So the halach is that the zar is mutar b'achila. The mashal says the reason why it's mutar b'achila, the vlad, is because zevazeh goyim is mutar. Zevazeh goyim, that's mutar b'achila. And the ran it's before that you only say a heter of zevazeh goyim if there's one goyim of heter and one goyim of iser. A ben pakua that's baal beheim and mal yasa regal beheim, they're both heter. The ben pakua's heter doesn't require shechita. Regular behemah is mutter ayidei shchita. One requires, one doesn't require shchita. But there's no isser over here. So the Ran says that in this case there's no heter of zev zegerim, because zev zegerim is only when you have some goyim of an isser and a goyim of a heter. So you say zev zegerim shall zev zegerim mutter zev zegerim aser, but not with the bets and both heter. Just one requires shchita, one doesn't require shchita. Al kapanim it's mevur that even though it requires shchita, but it's not called isser. It's called heter. It's called heter. So that means a ben pakua that was meitzi yodoi stuck out its hand, the iser can't be because of chesaron shchita, because then it wouldn't be negeh to say in it that zev zeh goyim mutter. It must be that there's an ayah iser of yoytze chutz mechitzasei. If you want to consider the vlad of zev zeh goyim, that means that of a mother's ben pakua is meitzi yodoi, and the regular ben pakua which zaras mutter b'achila, you have to say there's some iser here. That means the ben pakua that was meitzi yodoi is not because it's missing shchita. It's because there's an iser of yotze on the yad that was yotze chutz le ha'im. If it would be chesaron shchita, so then it's just one needs shchita, one doesn't need shchita, but there's no iser here. There's no iser of zev zeh. They try to say zev zeh goyim. Again, zev zeh goyim is only possible with this iser and this heter. But if you learn that ben pakua that was meitzi yodoi has an iser of yotze on that yad, once it's a real iser of yotze, naya iser of yotze, not just da mechisar and shchita, so then you can add that's a din of zev zeh goyim. With mutter with zev zeh goyim aser. And then it makes sense, the need in the Gemara, naf samach tes. So that's a raya that the Isra of the Eivor HaYotze is a naya mechudesh dik Isra of Vasa Basada Betreifa and nothing to do with the Chisaron Shechita. And finally, one last raya from the Shitza Rambam. The Rambam says that an Eivor that's nechtach, an Eivor that's cut off before Shechita is also as Vasa Basada Treifa. We said, brought this before, the Rambam before. If the whole Chisaron is also Chisaron of Shechita, so then Kaidim Shechita, this should be also Eivor Nechai. Elamai, it's Muchach, there's an Isra Chodosh of Yotze. And Ram holds that is a chadash yotze, even if it's nechtach koyim shchita, because it's yotze chutz l'mchitzas ha'ein. It's also als yotze. Now, as in a, just to, we still, we again, we're a little bit stuck in between different rayas as to whether the iser of the aver that's yoytze, that remains aser, lachich hazara, when it comes back in, it still remains aser, is that iser, solely the iser of that chadosh of treifus that's learned out from the pasuk of basav asada treifle sechelu, or is the iser mitzad chisorn shchita so'em? To put this together, just want to be magdim a few of the poiskim in a different shayla, and then we'll put together, we'll be able to, I think, have a mahalach in understanding this. The Bach in Yerideya Simen Yud Dalet says that a ben tes that's chai, and that means it was born normally, and it's a ben pakua, but the mother was a treifa. Mother was a treifa, and the vlad was a normal vlad, a ben tes. And it was chai, it's a ben pakua, and had an evra yoytze. The evra was yoytze. So the Bach says the shchitas havlad itself helps to imatir the evra yoytze. The shchitas, that's what I would think. And he says that no, the shchitas havlad doesn't help to imatir the yoytze, and it's also as basa basada treifa. It's also as basa basada treifa. That's the issur of the evra yoytze. The prichodosh, the shach also passed like that in simkot and zayin. But the prichodosh is simkot and hay argues in this Bach and the shach, and says that since it's a din by treifa, that the vlad becomes mutter by itself, the rule is that the only time we say ben pakua becomes nita b'shchita se'im and doesn't have its own heter shchita is if the mother is shaykh to shchita, the mother's not a treifa. But where the mother's a treifa, like in this case, the vlad has a din that it can be nita b'shchita se'atzma. This is called later in the Gemara, later in the sugi, it's called dalad simonim achshe be'rachmana. So it's shaykh to make a shchita on the uber. So Ibazar the Prichodosh says, so why doesn't it help the Shchitas Ubar for the Evra Yoytze also? It shouldn't just help for the Ubar, it should help for the Evra Yoytze also. It's the only time we'll say the Evra Yoytze is Osir is only if it has to come on to the Shchitas Aim to immatur it. But if you could come on, if you could have its own Shchita, the Ubar could have its own Shchita, so then the Evra Yoytze should also be Mutter. And he says it's clear like that in Tosin of Ayin Heim and Aleph, I am vase that if we shaykh a shchita on the Evra Yoytze, then we pachkir the Isser. So by shaykh the Satrefa, which is shaykh a shchita on the Uber, like we said that over here, it's dal simonim achshvi achmana, you could make a shchita on the Uber. So that shchita on the Uber should mafkir the Isser, should take off the Isser of the Evra Yoytze. It comes along Dimrei Moshe in Simon Dalit, and the Moshe says, what's the machlokes the Prichodosh and the Bach? Why does the Bach hold that a ben tes chai, that's a ben pakur, even though the mother's a treifa, if there's evra yoytze, no, don't say that the shchitas avlad helps. No, shchitas avlad does not help, and the evra yoytze remains also as possible son of a treifa. And the Prichodosh argues, Prichodosh says, no, you could be matter like the shchitas uber. What's in the kudus of machlokes? Zokti Rei Moshe, the machlokes is totally in mamish, the two tzadim we're discussing the entire time. They argue in the gedder of the isser of the evra yoytze. The Bach and the Shach hold that the Isra of the Evra Yoytze is an Isra Mechudosh als Yoytze Chutzim Chitzosai. There's Chal on that Evra Yoytze, a Isra of Trefo that's learned from the Pasuk of Bosu Basada Trefo Yisraichelu. The male, the Evra Yoytze cannot be Nitra al-Dei the Shchita of the Ubar because it was already Nesa als Yoytze. Mashenk in the Prichodosh holds that the Yisoida Isra is als Chisorin Shchita. It's missing a shchita. Meli says that if it can help a shchita so ubar by a treifa, so it should help also the gabbet evra yoytze. What's nafkamina? Who cares that it's missing the shchita so aim? So it doesn't have shchita so aim. The whole iser of the evra yoytze is because it's chaser in the heter shchita. It's since it's outside of the mother's stomach. The heter shchita, the mother's not mesiachis to the evra yoytze. So it doesn't have a heter shchita. But in the case where the mother's a treifa, where you could have a heter shchita of the uber for the uber, so why can't the shchita so uber be moitzi be help and for the evra yoytze? And who cares that doesn't have a shchita same? So Zotzemelim, the Rambam is telling us that the machlokes is totally in the two stones we had before. We found that the Baron in the Mishnah Baron Chulin wants him yashiv all these theories. He wants to say that the emes the iser of evra yoytze is the Isra Mechudesh. That's Poshet. It's a Gemara brings tells to the Pasuk of Vasav Asad, the Trefel is a Chelu, that it's Chal and Eira Yoitz and Isra Yoitz. That's for sure. And then Melef, the Nai Isra of Yoitz, Avada, we understand Toises, we understand Iran, and Shach Zev Zegoyrim, because there's an Isra of Yoitz. It's not just the Chesor and Shechita. Toises and Makis that we said clearly, it says not a Lash Bechlolais, he included the Isra of Eira Yoitz together with Isra of Kachim that was Yoitz Chutzim Chitzosai, and Basar Nitlash, it's all this, there's a Nai Isra of Yoitzeh, the son of the Pasuk of Basar Basada Treif. We said clearly from the Ram like that, that Shaykh such an Isra when it's, when it's Nechtach Kedem Shechita. But, such a Baron of Vort, it says that the whole Chalois Isra Yoitzeh is only Mikoyach that the Mikzah so Aver, the Aver, part of the Aver that was Yoitzeh from the mother that came out of the Rechem, does not have a heter of shchitas imay. And it doesn't have a heter mitzad shchitas atzmai. Since it doesn't have a heter mitzad shchitas aim, and mitzad shchitas atzmai, on this aver, it's chal iser yoitzi. Of course, the iser is taken not just the chisar and shchita. The iser is, mchudish dike iser yoitzi. It's learned out from the pasuk of basa basa the trefa. But it's only because it's chaser a shchita sa'em or a shchita sa'atzma. But if we shayach that should have a shchita of its own, and it wouldn't need bechlal the heter, the shchita sa'em, then it wouldn't have a psul yoytze bechlal. Now that doesn't mean that it's the etzim iser. The etzim iser is not because it's missing. It's chos a shchita sa'em. It's not just usr because it doesn't have a shchita, meaning that the shchita sa'em does not work for the Eivor HaYoytzeh. It's not the Isser. The Isser is a Chalois Isser Mechudesh of Yoytzeh that's learned from the Pasuk of Basav Asada Trefle Seichelu. But a Baron wants to Mechadesh that the Toli Zebozeh. The Toli Zebozeh, the Isser of Yoytzeh is only where there's no Heter Shchita. A Mela, that's the Pshat. He wants to Miyashel if he's there. Also the Toises in Rajmas and the Ran's Kasha and the Fine Heon Bez and Shittas Rashi. He wants to say that if we'll be Shaykh HaShchita and the Eivor Einachanami, then the Isser, this new Isser of Yoytzeh, that's learned from the Pasuk of Basav Asada Treifa with Taka Bipoka, because it doesn't require Shchita Sa'im. Also, the Madama, the Dalt, Simon, and Machshavir, Rachmona, the Shchita would help the Gabi, the Eivor Yoytzeh, because the Isser Yoytzeh, that's Chal, this Naya Isser, is dependent upon the fact that it doesn't have a Heter Shchita Sa'im. The Mela, it's good, the Prichodesh that said that he wants him to the Eivor Yoytzeh, from Mina Treifa, because when you don't need to come on to Shchit Sa'im, it can have a heter Shchit of the Ubar, then it also won't have the Isser Chodosh of Yoytzei Chutz L'mchitzasa. And Mela, Lefi Zeh, we can understand the Gemara Shaila also, in the Samach Tes, if the Chol of a Eiver, Chol of a Behem of a Eiver, which had a Eiver HaYoytzeh, is in Mutter like every Chol of the Almo, or not? And we said the Rajma asked, why is it in the regular Chol of Treva that's Osir? But the way we're explaining it, the Isser of Yoytzeh, the Isser Treva, the new Isser of Yoytzeh, the Pasuk of Basim Sada Treva, the Isser Chodesh of Treva is only where it requires a Shechita Zayim. But if Cholov we mutter without it, like Cholov Ba'alma, it's mutter without Shechit HaZeim, you don't need Shechit HaZeim to imata the Cholov of Be'ema, so it could be the Cholov itself is mutter, even though the Eivor HaYoytzeh will be Osir, and that's one, that's a tzadding word to imata it. But Kaponim Rebaran's Chiddush is that the Tluim Zeh Bo Zeh. Now, how do we understand this? If the reason, if it didn't have a Shechit HaZeim, that alone is the Isser. And Elamai, there's a new Isser of Yoytzeh, Chutzim Chitzosu, so the Isser is Yoytzeh. Why should the Isser of Yoytzeh, this new Isser of Basim Sada Treif, be totally in having a Heter Shchit HaZeim, or not having a Heter Shchit HaZeim? So I was thinking that maybe we can imagine a Rambam Rebbe Yosef, and with this we'll have a much better Havana in the whole Indian. The Rambam, and with this we'll finish this whole shtickle. The Rambam Nechz Machol Sasurois, in Perikei Halacha Tes says, that a ubor that was moitzi yodai or ragloi, nesar oiser eva le'olam, that aver is also always. And afilo hechzer oiser eva le'ima, even you bring the aver back into the mother, va'acha kach nishchat oi noilad havlad, v'choya kamashonim, and afterwards it was a shchita, where the vlad was noilad, and it lived many years, that aver is oser, al strefo, because kol basa sheyotze chutz mechitzasei nesar ke basa shepirish menachai. That's the Lashon HaRambam. The Beis Yosef in Yerdeim Simi Yudalid is medayik from the Lashon Ram that said that with there was an aver uber that was mitzi yodi aragloi and it was machzir that aver lemeimai, and then the Ram's words were v'achakach nishchat oinoylad havlad. The words oinoylad havlad is mashma that the din of the aver ayoytze that becomes nesar is even in a case where the uber is mitzi yodi without a shchita seim. Even koydim leidosai. It sounds like that akach nishchat neilin of vlad. The vlad was neil without there was no shchita seim. The din of evra yoytze that it's nesar is koyla case of every uber. There was meitzi yodoy. Even there was not nishchat imoy before leidosai. And it was born. It still remained osir. The Rambam says that the Kolboy understood the Ram like that. The Kolboy said, brought this Rambam, and he said, it can't be, says, Yesh Chalkim el Rambam, it can't be such a thing. If it was Noilad before, the mother had a Shechita, that should be also, he says, the Yesh Chalkim would say that it was Noilad Kedem Shnishch Te'imai, Shnim Tzashutan Shechita Mishvel Atzmi, it requires its own Shechita, Avada Shechita Tzatzmahani Latar Akoel, Afilai Sever. Avada it's Poshet, that the Shechita can be Matted the Vlad, that's Noilad before the Shechita Se'im. But that means he understood that the Rambam was telling us a gevaldige chiddush that even if the aver was yaitze chutzim chitzasai, and the ubar was nailad, was born before the mother was even geshochted, that aver still remains usher, and the aver will not become mutter with the shchitas of ubar. Now we all understand that you have an ubar which is mitzi yisyadoi, and then the ubar is noilad, is born, and only later the shechita saim that ubar is not a ben pakua. That ubar avada requires its own shechita to become mutter. There's no question. So why would the Rambam say that the aver that was yoytze should not have a hetero ide the shechita of that vlad? It's a tremendous chiddush, but the Kol Boy's been dying like that in the Rambam. And he says, Yesh Chalkin. Now the Beis Yosef in the Kesef Mishnah says, the Fi Emes, it's a mistake. It can't be that the Rambam held like that. Because Oy Bazay, Beroiva, the Lashon of the Beis Yosef is that Beroiva Behemos Yimtze Isser, Bahar Be'evorim. In most animals, you go to Shlachtois nowadays, it'd be big problematic. In most animals, you'd find an Isser, many Evorim. Shem Yoitzim Kayim Aleda, Yav Behemo. And the Uber is inside of it, and the Uber sticks out of hand. And then it comes back in. Whatever happens, then the Uber is nailed. And then they have the animal grows, and they give a shech shchit on the vlad. Shchit on the mother later, shchit on the vlad later, different times, no oisus benoi, but it's not a ben pakua. Nobody dreamed that there's an issue of ben pakua over here. Nobody dreamed that the lochs of ben makash would apply to this baby, to this vlad. And you shecht it karogil. Are you going to tell me that the aver that was yoytze first remains osir? So the Beis Yosef l'chein nearly says like never dvar malolol beuber nitav shchita simay. That's not the Rambam's lav dafka, the exact wording of the Rambam explains in what we'll see in a moment, and he says avada they were talking about that only if kaidim shchita same the uber was mitzia aver, and then the mother was nishchat and the uber was still in the mother's stomach. But avada if the uber was nailad, then there's no part, it's pashut that any aver that was yaitz is not going to be usher. It's going to become mutter with the shchita savlat. And the Beis Yosef explains that the words of the Ram Einoilad doesn't mean it was born before Shechita Seim. It means it was born after Shechita Seim. It's going on two lines before in the Rambam. As I learned the Beis Yosef in the Kesef Mishnah Al Kapanim, they say La Alocha La Maisa. That's Pashut. That any Vlad, any Ubar that was Noilad before the Shechita Seim has no Shaychis to have a whole sugya in the Asam El Ches and Alav Maseches Chulin to Aser an Aver that was Yoytze Als Basa Basada Treifel Eisechelo Basa Yotze Chutz Mechitzas Inesar. There's no Shaychis. The whole Isser Basa Basada Treifel Eisechelo was only if it was a Shechita Seim. Now, let's understand this. If you understand that the Isra of Evra Yoytze is because it's missing, it's chaser in Shechita Sa'im, that doesn't have a Shechita Sa'im, that's the Isra of the Evra Yoytze. So Avad, the Beis Yosef makes a lot of sense. The Beis Yosef is Pashut. Over here, the Vlad was Noilat Chila, and it becomes Mutra'i Day, its own Shechita. There's no chisarn of, you don't need to come on to the Shechita Sa'im, Bechlal to Imat to the Vlad. The Vlad is not a Ben Pakua. The Vlad is a regular Vlad that was Noilat. So if the Vlad is a Vlad that was Nailad, so it has its own Heter Shechita. So Rishteitzach, there's not going to be any Isser on the Evra Yoytze. But l'chayra, if there is a aver that was yoytze chutz b'chitzasai, it's chal and an iser chadash of yoytze chutz b'chitzasayim, so why is it so pashut that the aver is not aser? The aver was yoytze chutz b'chitzasai at a time when it could have had a heter shchita of the aim. And if it was yoytze chutz b'chitzasai, it's chal and an psul yoytze. Once it's chal and an psul yoytze, so maybe it's an psul yoytze remains, even though the uber was nailed. And even according to Rabban, the way Rabban explained it, but Rabban said that the Isser Yoytze is totally in having a Heta Shechita Saim. But that means wherever you shech the actual Ubar, the Rabban said, we shech the actual Ubar, then it has Heta Shechita. But if we didn't shech the Ubar, let's say it was Mace, that's according to Rabban, so it's true. When you have a Heta Shechita Ubar, so you won't have the Psil Yoytze. But let's say there was no Heta Shechita Ubar. Let's say the Ubar was Mace. So it didn't have Heta Shechita. So will you say that the Aver is Aser? The Aver should have an Iser Yoytze besides this Nevela. Anyway, have Iser Nevela because he can't eat it. Or even a Chai. But you're going to say that maybe the Iser Yoytze will remain on that Aver. So how do we go about this? Now the Crazy in Simon Yadal says one line. I think with this line we can understand very well what the Beis Yosef in the Kesem Shvuot was saying in the Rambam. The crazy says that once it was nishchat havlad, it's a galoyim milsalam afreya de la yotze la oilam chutz mechitzasei. Once there's a shchit on the vlad, then it's clear, the mafreya, that there was no yotze chutz mechitzasei. What does that mean? L'chayr means as follows. The whole iser of yotze that we're saying is chal and aver that leaves the mother's stomach is totally in the chisarn of shchit asim. What does that mean? It means like this. It means that if it will be shaykh its own shchita, then the iser avad is paka. Now, what does it mean its own shchita? It doesn't mean you need a shchita bepoil. It means the heter shchita. It means that the din of the heter shchita of the ubar, if the heter shchita of the ubar is the shchita sa'im, like a ben pakua, which is learned from the Xeris across the Behema, on that the Torah said, a din of Basim Asada Trefle Sechelu to Mechadish to us that there are din Mechitz over here. And an Eber that's Yoitze Chutz Mechitzah, out of the Mechitzah, is Nesav Yisra Yoitze. And doesn't help afterwards Shechitah Sa'im to Matir Ba'achila. But the Vlad was Naila before the Shechitah Sa'im. So the din Heter Shechitah of the Vlad is independent of the mother. It's like any Behema. Forget it. Let's not discuss the actual shchita of the poil. Let's discuss the din heter shchita of the vlad. What do we need to imate the vlad ba'achila? What you need is its own shchita. It's independent. It's not a ben bakua. The gzeir sakos ben bakua wasn't set in this vlad at all. So that means it was a gloy milsa mafreya. They would never had a din mechitzos bechlal. The whole din mechitzos that's learned from basa basada trevele sechelu, that a aver that goes out of those mechitzos, it's chalan absul yoytze, similar to the din mechitzos that was said by Kachim, is only where the vlad is dependent upon heter shchita of the aim. But if the vlad is not dependent upon heter shchita of the aim, it's not possible to pasul the ubar mit din yoytze chutz mechitzosai. And even according to the Rambam, that there's a nai iser trefa on the aver that was yoytze koidim shchita. That's only if the besef was nishchat aim, because then it was, that means the entire time there was a din mechitzas the gabi the ubar. And the Rambam says, no nafkamina was nechtach aver before shchita, lacha shchita, or herziyot, not herziyot, even neilat. But all that is only if the vlad is dependent on the heter shchita sa'im for its heter. If it's dependent upon the shchita sa'im for its heter, so then it was neschadish a din mechitzis legabi the vlad, and an aver that was yoytze out of those mechitzis, it's chalanin a nair iser chodesh of trefa, from the pasuk of basa basa the trefa, lo yisei chelu. But if the vlad was noilet before shchita, there's no din mechitzis bechlal. You can't ask him mitzad the din of a baser basad the treif leisechelu. That's a din of yoytze chutz l'mechitzos. So lefi zeh we have a clear understanding of the din of a baser basad the treif leisechelu kimech yotz a baser chutz mechitzos in nesa means on an aver that was yoytze from a place where there's a din mechitzos. The din mechitz is only where it's nishchata aim when the uber is besaychai. So then the din heter shchit, the uber is mikayach the aim. Memela was gezot gevar a din mechitzais, and we can memela asa the aver ayoytze. On that, it was machlaikis. The aver ayoytze is Aser only when it was Yaitse? Is it Aser also Lach Chazara? Is that Iser that's Neschad Redin Mechitzais that is not Shayach on the Evra Yaitse a Heter Shchita? Or was the Iser that was Neschadish was a Nair Iser of Yaitse? But all of this could only be where there is a din of the Heter of the Vlad, Shchita of the Vlad is in Shchita Sa'ein. Where there's no Shchita Sa'ein, where it doesn't have to come onto a Shchita Sa'ein, then there's no Din Mechitzis Bechlal. L'chayr, this is Pashit, and all this was said clearly in Rashi on the Mishnah and the way the Maram speaks it out in just a few words. Rashi in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Mishnah, Rashi says, Behema Mekasha Leleid, Zot Rashi B'Shas Shchita. The Maram is bothered, what is Rashi coming to teach us? And the Maram says on Rashi that it's coming to teach us that the Iser Yoitze of the Ubar is only if it was Nitter B'Shchita Sa'em. That means it was Nimtza B'Seyche B'Shas Shchita. But a Ubar that was Nailad, even though it was Maitzi, an Aver, before the Leda, and maybe many of them before the Leda, has no Isser Yoitze at all. It's exactly what the Beis Yosef was saying, and the Kasmish was saying in the Rambam, that not like the way the Kobayans in the Rambam, that it's a Dover Pashit, that if the baby, the Vlad, the Uber was Yoitze, before the Shechita Sa'im, and the Heter Shechita of the Uber is its own Shechita, then there's no Isser of Evra Yoitze. The whole Isser of Evra Yoitze, like Rashi says, is B'Shas Shechita. It's totally B'Shas Shechita. B'Mokim, where the Uber is Nitter, I the Shechita Sa'im. Then there's a din mechitzais, and then it's shayach to asa the aver that was yoytze, and that aver yoytze we have to clear. And we have machlekes, Rav Nav Yechna, that aver yoytze is only as long as it's chutz mechitzasai, when it was chayzen, maybe the iser is paka. Is the iser only the iser of yoytze, or is the iser that Mimele can have at the shchita? But it's only negeya, we have to come on to the heter shchita of the aim. And this ends this shtickle that we came out clear, a clear understanding of what the geder hadvarim of this iser yoytze is, that's learned out from the pasuk, or basa basada trefa, loy seichelu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.